Well, USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama wants livestock producers affected by the recent tornadoes to know funding is available to help with certain practices that were destroyed or damaged due to the tornadoes. John Curtis, NRCS resource conservationist, said $3.8 million in financial assistance has been made available here in Alabama through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program.
You know, we're mainly looking at practices related to animal agriculture, combined animal feeding operations like composters, freezers, dry stacks, you know, big structures that were destroyed. We can also help farmers that had fencing destroyed, primarily cross fencing, install water systems. You know, they may be without a water source because of destruction, water troughs, pipeline, hooking up to city water if they don't have that. Also, we're looking at maybe installing shade structures for areas of the pasture where their trees were blown away and the livestock, you know, have no protection during the summer sun. We can install shade structures as well.
Curtis said these dollars are in place to assist producers recovering from the tornadoes that hit during April and May. And while applications are being accepted on a continuous basis, NRCS has established a cutoff or submission deadline for evaluation and ranking of eligible applications, and that date is coming up. It's July the 8th. So if you have an operation in any of those counties that was affected by the storms, contact your local NRCS office or go to the Alabama NRCS website to learn more. That's al.nrcs.usda.gov/programs. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.